When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. This is your host, the one and only Gentle Moon. Okay, hopefully everyone is good. Welcome back. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the last episode. You know, we had Black Messi in the building, obviously speaking about his inspiration about football. As you know, it was awesome. But now today, it's only the Gentle Moon here, all alone, solo for the day. So hopefully next time we're going to have an upcoming artist who's going to come through. Okay. So let's jump into the topic of the day. The topic of the day is called focus on yourself. Not on others. Not on what's around you. Focus on yourself. And then people around you will focus on you. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, the thing is, self-development is needed. Self-discipline is needed, self-love is needed, self-care is needed, self-everything is also needed. It doesn't mean you're selfish, it just means that you take care of yourself, you know? I mean, in my opinion, I feel like every girl wants a guy who can take care of themselves, you know? That's why a man is a breadwinner, because they can take care of themselves. Why? Because they're focusing on themselves, you know? I was watching this other video on YouTube, I think, and this other guy said that he was focused more on time than on money, because when he was focused on time, money came through. Because he was focused on time, because he was always busy, so he had a schedule for everything. So he was focusing on time and what he can do in 24 hours. By him being focused on his time, money came through. So in other words, he wasn't focused on money, he was focused on time, you know. The same way as Christians, we focus on God and then everything else just comes along. Okay, but the whole point of this is, focus on yourself, you know. You as a human being, you as a male, you as a female, you gotta focus on yourself, you know. That's why there's self-care, self-love, self-discipline. Everything starts with self. That's why it's called self-respect, you know. Someone once said that if you can't love yourself, how can you love others? If you can't respect yourself, how can you respect someone else, you know? If you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of your own offsprings, you know? So everything starts with self, basically, because how you take care of yourself is how you take care of others. That's why, technically, in my opinion, I feel like that's what women look in a man. They look on a man that's literally self-developed, self-employed or employed, either way. Self-love, all this stuff. Because now, if they see how you treat yourself, they will see how you'll be able to treat them. Which is the whole concept of why you should focus on yourself. Because I feel like some people are more focused on others and then they neglect themselves, not acknowledging that them themselves are also human. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have self-care. That is why we are hygienic every day. You gotta have self-respect. That's why we respect each other every day. You gotta have self-love. So we love each other every day, you know? That's why the Bible says that you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because it starts with self-love. Because if you love yourself, obviously, you'll be able to love your neighbor. If you don't love yourself, you won't love your neighbor. So in other words, whatever you do for yourself is what is projected to others. But they can see it. A guy or a woman can see if you love yourself or not. A guy or a woman can see if you have respect for yourself or not. Because if you have self-respect, you will show it. They will see it. They will acknowledge it. So it is best. The thing is, there's a lot of things that come along with focusing on yourself. A lot, you know. When I say focus on yourself, I mean focus on yourself mentally, by reading books, by getting knowledge. I mean, this world is so big, and your brain is like a sponge. It can actually squeeze in a lot of information. There's a lot out there that we don't know. I don't know. That some of you don't know. But here's the thing. Everyone knows something, and everyone can teach anyone, okay? So the thing is, we live in a world where we all don't know everything, but everyone knows something, and that person can share the information, you know? So your brain's like a sponge. It can feed, it can actually, you know, get full more with information and stuff that you don't know. I mean, the world is big, the world is beautiful. There's a lot of things I don't know about the world. that actually I would like to explore one day. Look, going traveling, you know. But my point is, this, you know, all those things takes on focusing on yourself. It's technically, in my opinion, there's a lot you can accomplish just by focusing on yourself. There's a lot you can do just by focusing on yourself. You know, I feel like if you focus more on yourself, you're gonna see what it does around you, because you can obviously, it will reflect out of you. It will pour out. Out of you see, which is why as a Christian we strive to be more like Christ. Because now, if you focus more on Christ, we can be like Christ, and how Christ lived, we're going to live, and obviously Christ will be pouring out of us. That we don't need to tell people that we're Christian; they can actually see it. Why? Because it is shining bright. It's like the bright is shining the dark. So, in other words, that's the whole concept of focusing yourself. So now, yes. That's our topic for today. It's called Focus on Yourself, and hopefully I give some nice bullet points for reasons why you should focus on yourself. Self-care is the most important. You know, you gotta love yourself. No one's gonna love you more than you love yourself, besides Christ. But my point is, no one's gonna love you more than you love yourself, obviously. People, if you love yourself, people will love you, because now they can tell that you can actually love others. Okay, so now, with that in mind, with that on mind, I'm gonna leave you the song by Bree Miles called Spice, and I'm gonna check you after this.
It's like what Whitney said. There'll never be another Aretha. There will never be another Barbara. There won't be another me. You know what I mean? So everybody has to have their own.
Way too many reach, all out of position. You'll never get Joe's trying to be on my mission. Ayy, spicy, coming in hot. Kingdom on the rise, lil, no stop. Got you with the sweat, stress, press. We the threat, we ain't taking disrespect. This that get your chest wrecked. Go, tryna block the thing, that's a no. This a move that they really don't want. This a move that they cannot control. Rappers wanna box me out. I'm nice with the hands, praying fake you out. Respect on his name, make you sound it out. It ain't safe, pop, pop, you out. Spicy, spicy, tapping, break off, action, yeah, nonstop, lock in, it's over. Hey, I'm way too, I'm coming in, I'm way too, I'm coming in, spicy, spicy, it's a move, move, move. A lot of y'all follow my lead. Let's see if y'all follow me to the king. Way too many reaching, all out of position. You'll never get Joe trying to be on my mission. Hey, spicy, coming in hot. The one to mess with, not really called by. Thought you want me on my side, but you can't afford the car. See what happened when the streets meet the cross. That's a go. Thought you played a god, that's a no. Break down in this mantle, that's a go. Elevate the king, take oh. Spicy, spicy. Rap, wishing they could box me out. Easy with the threats, ain't the life you bout. Praying then I preach after I work you out. It ain't safe, pop, pop, you out. Spicy, spicy, tapping, Draco, action, yeah, nonstop, lock it, it's so bad. Hey, I'm way too spicy, coming in, I'm way too spicy, coming in, spicy, spicy, it's a move, move, move.
Checkmate. As I was saying, so here on the Be Inspired Show, we're doing bullet points, right? So our first bullet point of the day is called, why is focusing on yourself important? I'm going to repeat that one more time. Why is focusing on yourself important? Well, I'm gonna let that sink in for a while, and I'm gonna let you ask yourself that concept, okay? You will answer that, but I also answered it in my opinion. Obviously, this is my opinion. Everyone has an opinion. But you have to answer that question yourself as well. You got to think about it and ask yourself, why is focusing on yourself important? Okay. I feel like there is a lot of reasons why. Okay. I'm going to share the reason why I feel it's important. But obviously, you got to think for yourself. You know, we all have brains and brain cells, obviously. We all have thinking, you know. So my point is this, right? it is very important to focus on yourself. It is very important because I don't know how many times I have to emphasize this. If you don't love yourself, who will? Jesus Christ. But now, if you don't love yourself, who will? You know, the thing is, if you want people to love you, you must love yourself. Because it's only then they can tell that you are able to love, you know. So it is very crucial on focusing yourself, you know. I mean, mentally, focus on yourself. Physically, focus on yourself. You know, if you go to the gym, if you're doing fitness, if you're exercising. There's a lot of ways to focus on yourself physically and mentally. At the end of the day, you just have to pick which one. You see? Because every person likes a person who's active, you know. No one likes a couch potato, in other words. Okay? Because a couch potato is a person that's not focusing on themselves. They're focusing on what's entertaining them. Okay? That's why they just sit there and watch whatever they eat, watch whatever they're watching and eat whatever they're eating. Because for them, that is entertainment. So they entertain by what they're doing, which means that they're not focusing on themselves more than they should. Which is not something that cannot be changed. It can be changed. Or another day, you just have to change your mindset. Now, in my opinion, this is why I say focusing on yourself is important. This is why. Listen. When you focus on yourself, you improve your relationships with those around you. When you start filling your cup up to tend to see vast improvement in your health, mindset, work, and goals. Whatever it is that's important to you, it's amazing how you stand taller, walk more confidently, and are more playful and happy. You see? Have you ever noticed something? Yes, buddy. It was funny. Have you noticed something? Imagine you're watching a series, right? And all of a sudden, this guy in a series starts laughing. He's only laughing. I mean, he's doing nothing. He's only laughing. And as he laughs and laughs, all of a sudden you start laughing. Why? Because that laughing energy kind of affected you as well. Because you don't know why he's laughing, but the fact that he's laughing is kind of funny for you. So in other words, you also laugh because he's laughing. You get what I'm saying? So that's the kind of vibe that it brings to people. You see, but obviously, so that's what people see, you know. If they see that you're focusing on yourself and they see the confidence, you know, to be honest, girls like guys who are confident. That's why it's very crucial to love yourself. You see? And technically, to be honest, no, I'm not trying to be ladies man anything here, but, women do look at how you wear and how you walk and how you dress, but most importantly, they're more interested in how confident you are. They're more interested in how confident you are and on what you say to them. I feel like they pay more attention to what you say than what they see. Well, some do, some don't. But, that's just an opinion. They may not go any further than that. Okay? But, you know, the point is that they can tell if you're confident or not based on how you speak, based on how you walk, based on how you dress. They can tell everything if you have love, if you have self-care, if you have self-respect. They can see all these things, even though you cannot see it, but they can actually see all of these things. They can see how much you love yourself, how much you don't love yourself. They can see what kind of fashion you like, what kind of fashion you don't like. I mean, women can spot all these things that you can even spot yourself. Why? Because obviously it's important to have a man that has self-respect, self-discipline, self-love, and self-dignity. You know, because they can see that this man is literally focusing on themselves. So if they can focus on themselves, they also can focus on them. You see, now that's for me is why it's important. The importance of focusing on yourself. But that's just my opinion. You think of your opinion, and you're gonna answer that question to yourself and ask yourself why is focusing on yourself is crucial and important. Okay. So now, second bullet point of it, the best ways to focus on yourself. So I'm going to give you a few bullet points, a few lists on the best ways to focus on yourself, even though I think I've mentioned a few before, even I got to this bullet point. But there are best ways to focus on yourself. I'm going to give you a few. This is just my opinion. Okay. So the best ways to focus on yourself, the first bullet point that I have here, it says, take time out to do something that makes you feel good. Take time out to do something that makes you feel good. I don't know what makes you feel good. Okay. But whatever makes you feel good, take time to do it. Because it builds you up, you know. Get some exercise. Yeah, I mean, not disrespect. If you want to get a bit bigger or look fit, you're not gonna do it by lying around. You gotta do something about it. So get some exercise. It also kind, you know, the thing is, the more you exercise, the more it builds your confidence. Just something I noticed at gym. But get some exercise. Other one, try meditating. It works for some people. Okay, so meditating is also nice. Make sure you have enough sleep. Even though they say that we should sleep 8 hours, which sometimes we don't actually do sleep 8 hours. Someone once said to me that only rich people sleep. Okay, that was not fun at the time. But yeah, moving on. number five, eat healthy. Eat healthy food. Obviously. The reason why we have the reason why we have so many food out there, they have different varieties of food, because some are healthy, some are unhealthy. So you have to draw up your own kind of healthy diet. Okay, your balanced diet, sorry. Draw up your own balanced diet that works for you. Okay. Find activities that help you relax. Spend time with friends and family. Don't worry so much about what other people think. That last one. Let me repeat the last one quickly. Don't worry so much about what other people think. Okay, that for me is crucial, because we live in a world where people are full of opinions. Literally full of opinions. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has something to say. Everyone wants to say this and that and that and that. End of the day, if those opinions affect you, they will change the way you think. They will change the way you see yourself, you know? But at the end of the day, you must understand one thing. An opinion will remain an opinion unless you, the opinion listener, takes it. Yes. An opinion will remain an opinion unless you, the opinion listener, takes it. If you don't take it in, if you don't take it to heart, it's not going to affect you. But if it does, in other words, you took it in. So if it does, if you do take it in, it will affect you. At the end of the day, opinions will always be shared, but the difference is this, they will not be forced on you. They can't force you to do what they want. They cannot force you to say, this, that. They can't put a gun in your head and say that you are this and that and that and that. I'm just not going to mention the words. But at the end of the day, it's still the opinion. And they can remain with that opinion until they even, you know, passed on, or you can prove them wrong. But end of the day, the opinion won't matter to you unless you let it matter to you. Okay? It's how you take people's opinions. Some opinions are good, so you should take them. You know, those good, healthy ones, you know, you should take those. But those bad ones, you don't have to take those at all. So don't let them affect you. Because if you walk around this world worrying about what people think about you, you are not going to enjoy life much. I feel like you'll be depressed, you'll be stressing a lot, because everywhere you go, when someone looks at you funny, you're thinking, oh my goodness, what in the world is this guy or girl thinking about me? It's not healthy for you. So it's not healthy at all. That's why that is the last bullet point. Stressing about people's opinion is not a healthy thing to, you know, to live your daily lives on. People have opinions, guys. I mean, when I say people have opinions, I mean, people have opinions. I mean, I've seen it all. People have got opinions, but the opinions will never affect you, especially bad ones, if you don't let them affect you. That's all I can tell you. You know, someone once told me that Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he wanted to become a bodybuilder, the people who were telling me they can't make it, too skinny, blah 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 blah. So they told him all this. So he took the opinions and threw them away. And he became a bodybuilder. You see, they can only give you the opinion, but they cannot force the opinion on you. And he became a bodybuilder. Even The Rock Johnson, he was very skinny. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, if you watch wrestling, He was skinny, but obviously he told some people that he wanted to become a wrestler. They said, you can't become a wrestler, you're too skinny, blah, 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 blah. And he proved them wrong and became a wrestler and now a movie star. But anywho, my point is this, if people's opinions don't affect you, they're not going to determine your life. Okay? Now, with that all in mind, hopefully you guys understood that, but that's just my opinion. So, with that in mind, I'm going to let that sink in for a couple of minutes. While that is sinking in, I'm going to jump into the second song here by Kettle King called Leave for the Drop. And I am going to see you in a couple of minutes. Enjoy the song. Cheers.
Let the bass kick in, cause we're ready to go. And no, we can't stop now, it's deep inside of our bones. Consuming me like a magnetic pole. That's supernatural, so supernatural.
Welcome back, boys and girls, men and women, all the beautiful creatures out there, humanity, okay? I always say this, humans need each other, even though they deny it, but anywho, humans need each other to survive, because without each other, the world wouldn't be the world either way. And it's a good thing that we're all different, because no one likes to see something that's the same color everywhere. That's why we have different colors. That is the reason why people are different, because now when people are different, they bring different things. So that's what makes the world beautiful because people are different. With different opinions and in the unique way, different talents in the unique way, all the stuff. But anywho, let's continue with our bullet points of the day. Now, I want to have you say is, how do you grow yourself? How do you grow yourself? A lot of ways you can grow yourself. Like I said, is mentally and physically. But I already mentioned physically in the other one. But here's the other ways you can grow yourself. Okay? Seize the day. Yesterday is done and tomorrow hasn't come yet. I'll say one thing. One thing I like about time is just you can't go back. One thing I like about time is that anger is temporary. For me, this is my opinion. Boys and girls, this is my opinion. When someone is angry at you, yes, to be angry at you, because obviously the emotions is there. They're emotionally angry at you, okay? That's why they say that the Bible says you can't sin when you're angry, because your brains don't function when you're angry. But what I know about anger is this, anger is temporary. You can only be angry for a couple of minutes or so. It can go longer than an hour or 2 hours or a day or a week or a year. That's not anger. Anger is temporary. You'll be angry for that couple of minutes and then eventually the anger will disappear. Okay. So which is why some people, when they're angry, they say things and then after a couple of minutes, they're like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't want to. I was angry. Obviously, yes, it's true. But when you're angry, your brain stops functioning for some reason. It just stops functioning. Yeah. But that's what anger does, but anger is temporary. Now, for those who say they've been angry for a year or 2 weeks or a month, that's lies. It's impossible. It's literally and physically impossible for a person to be angry for more than a couple of minutes, not even an hour. If someone is still angry for days and weeks and years, it's not anger anymore, it's a grudge. In other words, it's not my anger, it's a grudge. They're holding it in now. They're stuck with it because now, since it's a grudge, each time they see you, they're going to recall about what happened. Because anger is temporary. I mean, literally, you can think about it. Anger is very temporary, which is why you find some people, when they're angry, they do something. A couple minutes later, they apologize. They say, I didn't mean to do that. Now, these people who say they're angry for a week and years and years and years, they're not anger. They're holding a grudge. And they're holding it on purpose. They're holding it by choice. Okay? Which is why forgiveness is there. Because the thing is, forgiveness for me, I feel like, it's important, but it is more powerful on the person, on yourself. In other words, it's more powerful on you than it is on a person forgiving. Because you're the one that's suffering the grudge and all the bitterness and stuff. Yes, you're forgiving someone is good, but forgiveness is more, it's more self-forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? Because it's focusing more on you than it does on a person. Because you're the one that's suffering more. I know, because of the pain that the person caused you, or whatever the case may be, then the person that is that you hate and sort of and so on and so on. But forgiveness is more for self individuals than it is for the person you actually are forgiving, because it helps you to calm down. It helps you to see things differently. It helps you. It breaks you free. In other words, that's why forgiveness is crucial. It is something that's self. It's self-forgiveness, in other words, even though someone caused the pain onto you. But the self-forgiveness. Okay, moving on. Plan ahead before you go to bed. Make a to-do list for the next day. So plan ahead. Always keep in mind, planning is our daily life. We gotta plan your whole day. Someone told me that I'll plan my day. Not easy, but you gotta plan your day. Otherwise, if your day is not planned, your day is not gonna last long. You know, here was funny. If you don't plan your day and then you go to work every day and stuff, and then the year finishes, and then you ask yourself, what in the world did I do the whole last year? Because why? You don't see anything. Why? Because your day wasn't planned. Why? Because your year wasn't planned. Why? Because nothing is planned. If nothing is planned, nothing's achieved. Okay, now moving on, keep a diary, if you want to. Not for everyone, some people don't keep diaries, but most women do. I know girls who keep diary. Diaries are kept mostly by women, but anywho, if you want to keep a diary, you can keep a diary. It's not a bad thing, obviously, that's where you can write all your plans and stuff. And, you know, keep your time, because the thing is, one thing in life you can't take back is time. time goes, let us come back. It doesn't say I'm gonna come back for a couple of seconds or nothing. My time is, it doesn't wait for no one. It doesn't care who you are. Time doesn't wait for anyone. So keeping a diary to keep your stuff planned accordingly to how you want it is very crucial. Okay. If you like a diary. Number four, prioritize yourself. Priorities are always there. We all got priorities and responsibilities. Mine might be different to yours, you know, for those who are married and those who are not married and stuff like that. But we all got priorities and some of us, and different responsibilities in life. But what's crucial is you gotta prioritize yourself. Okay. Another one is say no. There was this movie I used to watch, it was called, Yes Man. Jim Carrey. Yeah. So this movie called Yes Man with Jim Carrey. So in that movie, in Jim Carrey, he said yes to everything. He was a yes man. So the whole movie, everything he said was yes. When they said do this, he said yes. When they do this, he said yes. All he did was say yes, and more yes, and 1,000 yeses. Even though the thing that he didn't want to do, he said yes. So the problem with that was he said yes to a lot of things, but by him saying yes to a lot of things, some of those things turn up good, turn up bad for him, sorry. Turn up bad for him, you know. For example, this other girl proposed to him, and then he said yes, and then she found out that he was a yes man, so she thought that he didn't mean it, in other words. But it's not a bad movie, it's a good movie, Jim Carrey, comedian. But my point is, there's some things, it's not bad to say no. It's not unhealthy to say no. You know, so say no. If you see things that you don't like, say no. If you're being peer pressured, like it always happens in school, say no. At the end of the day, if people can't take your no, then they can't take your yeses. Okay. Another one says, get a coach. My coach is the Bible. But anywho, the whole concept of getting a coach, you need someone to push you up. It's not a bad thing to keep motivating yourself, but also you need someone to obviously motivate you. Okay. Which is why in my congregation, in my church, we have this thing called G12, which is why we have leaders and disciples and stuff like that. It's because it's like a chain, in other words. Okay, it's like a chain. Do you know what makes a chain? Yes, funny. Do you know what makes a chain? What makes a chain is pieces and pieces linked together. That makes a chain. You get what I'm saying? So if one chain cracks, or if one chain is getting loose, or if the one chain is getting, going the wrong path, those who are linked together will come along to help that chain, you know. By why? By preaching to that chain, or I'm just giving examples of chains, yeah. It's figure speech. But now, they will preach to that person, you know what I'm saying? They will motivate him, they will encourage him, because there's only so much you can do on your own. Literally, I don't care who you are, but there's only so much you can do on your own, which is why teamwork is crucial. But now my point is this, since we are a vision and we all have the same vision, so if one chain starts to break, every other chain around that vision will help mend the chain. You get what I'm saying? But that's just my opinion. Okay, that's why I say get a coach. Because I feel like no matter how strong you might be, you always need someone to help you, to help you get up. Okay. Number seven, try something new. I don't know why that's so important. No. Let me phrase it. I don't know why people are afraid of trying something new, because I like trying something new. In my life, I have tried so many things new. You don't understand. I don't know, but I just like trying something new, because that's me, basically. But try something new all the time. You will see. Someone once told me that you cannot keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. I mean, I don't know where that logic comes from, but it's true. You cannot keep doing the same thing expecting this different result. If you want a different result, then do something different. But I want to tell you, me, myself, and I, as a gentle moon, has always been trying different things. I've always tried something new since in school. Since primary school, since high school. Wherever I go, I have this tendency of always trying something new. And it actually works. So try something new. It's actually brilliant, right? It's actually brilliant. Because now, you know what happens? You train your brain to understand that, hey, I can think further than what my capability says it is. You know, you can think ahead. You can think further. You can do more than what limits you think you have. So you got to just try something new. And remember this. You cannot keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. It's not gonna work. It's never gonna work. You want something different, then do different things. Okay. Last bullet point, get moving. I'm not even gonna speak about it one. Just get moving. Okay, like now, okay, seems like our time is running out, but now, this is the last bullet point. It says, how do you become the best self? You gotta train yourself. But, in other words, when I say that, how you become the best self is very simple. You gotta grow yourself. You gotta develop yourself. You gotta love yourself. You gotta, everything you gotta do is self. It doesn't mean that you're selfish. It just means that you're building yourself, you know. I mean, courage is self. Confidence is self, you know. If you have confidence in yourself, you can have confidence in other people. If you have faith in yourself, you can have faith in other people. But everything starts with self. I don't know why, but that's how it is. So the best way to build, the best way, how you become the best self is to love yourself. All those self that the word contains, or those self-encouragement, those self-love, those self-care, that self-hygienic, self, means that you gotta focus on yourself. Because by you focusing on yourself, you can actually inspire other people to do the same. I need to understand something. All these people who made it in life had their own difficulties. They had their own activities in their life. They had people look at them down. They had people who told them they can't make it. The people who told them they're too fat, too skinny. The people who told them that they had disabilities and stuff like that. A lot. They went through a lot. Because why? The human is just as you are. But what different was that they had so many selves in them. They have self-encouragement. They have self-development. They have self-care. They have self-love. You know? They have all of those self things in them that obviously built them to be who they are right now. Okay? So obviously you just gotta be your best self. And that will attract other people towards you. That's just my opinion. But anywho, thanks for joining the Be Inspired show. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully you learned something by that. Hopefully you're inspired by that. But anywho, at the end of the day, it's still your choice. Okay. So, as I always say in the Be Inspired show, let me love and leave you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to tune in again, hopefully with an upcoming artist coming soon. Now, let me love and leave you, as I always say in the Be Inspired show. The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. So this is me, gentlemen, Be Inspired show, right to Native FM, leaving you with a song by Elijah Waters, Only You, and I Am Out. Peace.
Active FM, the Netflix of radio. But better.
Nothing to hold on to. I know you are holding me. When I'm lost, you find me. Your guiding hand, it pulls me through. When I pray, you hear me? You are with me in the storm. The fullness of your love surrounds.